This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and welcome to your Friday. It's now that time to speak with Alice Reese. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Scott.
There's just a couple of movies we're going to address today, and the big one would be The Hunger Games.
Right. It's long awaited, and it's worth the wait. It's very, very different, and the biggest sell of probably the year. I think it's going to be, you know, they're expecting bigger than Twilight, bigger than Harry Potter, and so it probably will make it to that. Yes, it's very exciting. Novels have to do with, they're actually young adult novels, but all kinds of people that are older than young adults have been reading them. And this is based on the first one, and it takes place in a futuristic, apocalyptic society. Things are really bad for at least some people. They live in terrible poverty and slavery. And then in the capital of this imaginary country called Panem, the elite live a little bit like Louis XVI court is what it kind of reminds me of, except it's a little funkier dress, but they have on the colored wigs and the crazy outfits, and they live in complete wealth. And somehow along the way, you have to read the book to find out, that's not really made too clear in the novel, in the movie. They have a system of every year 24 young people from the ages of 12 to 18 have to compete in this competition, and it's a fight to the death. And they are selected from a boy and a girl from each of the 12 districts of Panem. Katniss Everdeen volunteers. She's 16 years old, and she's played by Jennifer Lawrence. She volunteers because her sister's name is drawn in the lottery, her 12-year-old sister, so she doesn't want her to go, so she takes her place. She goes and competes in these games.
Give me some background on some of these actors and actresses.
Jennifer Lawrence was nominated for her performance in Winter's Bone a couple of years ago, and she's been in several other movies in small roles. Now she's going to be, as they've said, the biggest star in the world because of this. She is practically every scene of this movie, and she does a marvelous job because it's very physical. And she had to train for months and learn how to shoot a bow and arrow and do all kinds of gymnastic things, and she's really fine in this. She's a great actress. She's 20, I believe. And Josh Hutcherson plays the boy from District 12, Peeta Mellark, and he's been in movies. I've met him before. I interviewed him when he was like 12, so now he's 19, and he's quite a good actor. I did interviews for this a couple of weeks ago, and I met the girl who played Foxface and the girl who plays Clove. They're one of the 14-year-old is Isabel Furman, who plays Clove, and 17-year-old Jacqueline Emerson, who plays Foxface. Those are some of the other competitors. And some people have objected to the subject matter, saying, well, this is awful. These people are having to fight to the death, but that's just it. They're being forced to do this. They don't have any choice. This is some kind of, you know, crazy government scheme that supposedly entertains the masses, a little bit like some of the George Orwell things, a little bit like 1984. And there was a movie once called Rollerball that had some of this kind of aspect.
So you said not a lot of people want to compete with this movie over the weekend. It's going to be that popular.
Right. It is going to, they're predicting all kinds of things because it's pre-sold. It's there now. You can buy your tickets in advance, and it opened at midnight last night, and they are expecting bigger than Twilight, bigger than Harry Potter, and way over $100 million opening weekend.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
That was going to happen, right?
Yeah, who would have thought? And it's directed by Gary Ross, who had written the script for Big and had directed Pleasantville and Seabiscuit. Kind of an odd choice for the sci-fi fantasy. That's a big blockbuster type thing, but he's done a very fine job.
Well, since this is supposed to be so popular, I mean, they can't just stop at one, can they?
Oh, no, there's two more.
Okay.
Oh, well, they're talking about three more movies. There are only two more books, but they're talking about making them into three more movies.
Yeah.
And it does end in just you're dying to know what's going to happen next, and it's set up for a sequel.
Well, they really like to turn a lot of these popular books into movies, and it's turned out well for the most part, hasn't it?
Right, yes. This was only written in like 2008, the original, so this is kind of everything just is happening. A lot of this inspired by reality TV, unfortunately, and the fact that, oh, by the way, all of this competition is broadcast on live TV. So even though these people are poor, they have television screens where they live, and so they can see it, and it's, you know, to entertain the masses is what they say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, one of the few competitions we're going to address for this weekend is salmon fishing in the Yemen.
A far-fetched title, but it's a delightful movie. It takes place in England, but it also occurs somewhat in Scotland and also in the Yemen, which is in the Middle East. There is a sheik who has a whole lot of money, and he likes to go fishing in the Scottish Highlands. And he decides that he wants to make it possible to take these salmon and somehow have them swim upstream back in the Yemen and create an environment for them. And they bring in this scientist who's played by Ewan McGregor, who's a fisheries expert. And the sheik's assistant is played by Emily Blunt, and she's the British rep who is trying to pull all this together. This is a very far-fetched idea, but the British actress Christian Scott Thomas is just wonderful in this movie. She plays Patricia Maxwell, the Prime Minister's press secretary, and she decides, hey, this is great because this could be some good news out of the Middle East. The Brits could get involved. We could do something good, and it would kind of calm down all the bad things that are happening. And so it ends up being a delightful romantic comedy. It's directed by Lassie Hallström, who did Cider House Rules, among other things. And it's written by Simon Beaufoy, who won the Oscar for Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm, okay.
And it's quite an offbeat love story. You don't, as you're watching it, you don't really have any idea that it is a romantic comedy, but it ends up being that. And it's a total different art house kind of film away from The Hunger Games, but it's a delight.
Yeah, well, you've got a far different movie if you're not in the mood for any action this weekend, and you've got your romantic comedy. So two different movies this weekend, one probably more popular, much more popular than the other, but you do have a little bit of variety. You anticipate a very big showing for The Hunger Games.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you for the insight, Alice. We always appreciate it.
Good to talk to you.
You too. Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner, and she joins us each Friday at this time. Your local newscast is coming up next.